1 year after Channel 10 axed its struggling breakfast program, the network is now asking viewers to wake up with Tash, Tash and Matho. 10 launched its new breakfast and morning programs yesterday. Pretty pricey venture all round. The show will broadcast from Sydney's Manly Beach and spent millions and months setting up new studios. And while it's a lovely new beach backdrop, will the show be the ratings winner that Channel 10 sorely needs? Our TV critic David Knox joins us. Dave-o, good morning.
Good morning, Frano.
Now, 10 has been advertising this show for weeks, promising something different. But is Breakfast TV, does it really have the same challenges in news and current affairs more broadly? How to be different in a competitive environment? Is Wake Up any different from its competitors?
Well, the backdrop is certainly different. Firstly, let me say my comments all relate to yesterday's show. I haven't had a chance to see today's. I thought the beach backdrop looked fabulous. It gives the show a very open, very eye-catching Australian setting and has, to me, had the feel of being a location broadcast without compromising on the technical aspects of that. I also thought Natasha Belling did very well as the anchor of the piece. She's well-spoken, intelligent, likable. I think probably, though, Natasha Exelby and James Matheson can take a little bit longer to bed in, a little bit of first-day nerves with them and all that unscripted chat. I think they need to make sure that they don't make the mistake of being outspoken just for the sake of it.
Hey, we better clear this up for people who haven't seen it. There's a Natasha and a Natasha.
Correct.
There's a Tasha and a Tash.
Yeah, it's a little bit confusing. So, yes, there are. So we have two females and a male. As a trio, I think that they need to be compelling enough to make viewers change the channel. We're talking habit forming television at this hour of the day.
But that's the secret, isn't it? So how do you do that? The executive producer Adam Boland, known as a bit of a whiz kid, steered Sunrise on Seven for several years and sort of built that up. And he said he wants to create a show that's akin to an FM radio show on television. It goes to the content, some of that chat you're talking about. What's Wake Up like in terms of content?
I think the content needs a little bit more work, Fran. Yesterday they had a lot of hot topic questions, the sort of things you'd read in women's magazines, questions like drinking in front of the kids, is there too much pressure to look good, office romances, are men obsolete? These really dominated the show, for me, at the expense of news. And this is where ABC News Breakfast does things so well. They tell me what's happened while I've been asleep overnight. So it abandoned those traditional segments of entertainment, finance, fashion. And we ended up with these three people who, let's face it, the audience still doesn't know a number of them, doing a lot of talking. Also in Melbourne, Fran, they had the news from Noola Hafner at Federation Square doing local news bulletins, but that means because she's doing local state bulletins for each city, they were pre-recorded. And I think that's a mistake at that hour of the day. I think we really need news that's live.
Well, yesterday, 10 also launched a new morning show. It's called Studio 10, and it features on the couch there Ida Buttrose, Joe Hildebrand and Jessica Rowe. Had you have a look at that?
Yeah, and I thought this was probably the more successful of the two of them. It's essentially The View with advertorials, Ida Buttrose as the sort of Barbara Walters of Australia here. Again, it's female-skewed discussion. They had Michelle Laurie as a guest panellist today. I believe they'll have Jermaine Greer. It was a little bit rough around the edges, but they got away with it because they had an audience and they made them feel like they were part of the show, breaking that fifth wall. Joe Hildebrand already dropping a few clangers, raising a few eyebrows, which is, let's face it, that's what he's been hired to do.
Yeah, he's funny and risky, and then there's a lot of experience there. So you can see that it would start off well. David, meanwhile, over at Channel 9, they've moved to a one-hour news bulletin in Sydney anyway. Do you think this change will go nationwide, news from 6 to 7?
Well, this is an experiment, and so far it's working pretty well. I think they're looking to see how the audience takes to this and to probably second-guess what 7's going to do next year. I think if they probably won't tell us what they're going to do until February next year, but if this works, they will have to do it nationally. I think part of the reason they're doing this is they've got more viewers earlier in the evening and news is cheap, let's be honest. But also, if you look to their scheduling across the year, they have real problems from about 8:30. Their content is nowhere near as compelling. So if they can push things back by doing Current Affair at 7, then get maybe The Voice or The Block to start at 7:30, maybe go through to 9, 9:30, they push that problem back. So that's what's going on at the moment, only in Sydney, but okay. it could be nationwide.
And David, your picks for the guide this week?
Well, we haven't mentioned Wonderland since it began. I think it suffers from a lack of diversity. So I should acknowledge that this week they've got a same-sex wedding with guest star Gia Carides as the mother of one of the principal characters. And I thought they handled this pretty well. That's tomorrow night on 10. We also rarely talk, Fran, about children's television. But on Thursday, ABC3 has a very good Australian-produced drama called Nowhere Boys about four mismatched friends who go on a school hike in a forest. And when they emerge, they discover that nobody remembers them. It's a bit supernatural. Well done by Matchbox Pictures. How can I not mention, Fran, Redfern Now every week? There's going to be a problem, I think. Thursday night, Wayne Blair is back as police officer Aaron. You may remember last season he had a lot of guilt over an Aboriginal death in custody. Don't be put off by the confronting opening scenes in this one. And on Sunday, lastly, Reptilian Background, the stunning documentary from the Top End, all set at Crab Island, where there's an amazing animal showdown between crocs, sharks, and these poor little turtle hatchlings just trying to make it to the water. This is dramatic stuff. ABC 7:30 Sunday night, that's Reptilian Background.
That sounds great. Another good doco from the Top End, Kakadu, was splendid. I thought absolutely spectacular. David, thank you.
Thanks, Fran.
David Knox, our regular TV critic, and his blog, tvtonight.com.au. It's 17 minutes to 9.